And we had looked last week and starting on general and specific commands and looking at starting into that. We looked at definitions, just to briefly go over that, concerning the thought and communication is that there are many words that are synonymous. We looked at last week. When you think of the word sad, there's many other words that can be put in place, which gives different emphasis and different thought to be conveyed as far as unhappy, sorrowful, downcast, dismal, gloomy, so forth. The list goes on and on. And in looking at the word law, the communication or thought on that was about the same. You've got legal process, precept, code, civil law, martial law, probate law, statute, edict. And we were looking at that in the way that the Hebrew language also employed various words to convey the same meaning. And when you look at the variations of the words and their tenses and their character for command, or a commandment, you saw many other words that were used. Basically, they're synonymous one another with one another. In Genesis, the 26th chapter we looked at, as far as where a lot of these words are used together, Genesis, the 26th chapter, and the 5th verse, because Abraham obeyed me and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Basically, these are all the same concerning a decree from God or a thought along that line. It's a decree or a prescribed rule from God. And they're used in different terminologies in the Hebrew language, but they're all synonymous. So, again, when we look at the thought concerning a commandment, in this class, basically, we're looking at a statute, an ordinance, a custom, a regulation, a right. It could be a rule, a law, in that. And when you look in the Strong's Concordance under some of the Hebrew words that are synonymous, and we looked at some last week, they can be used for command, commanded, commanding, commandment, and it's just basically a precept or a thing that is set up. There's many. Judgment is considered one of the words synonymous with it. Statute, teaching, instructions, testimony. Some of them were used to distinguish between the two as far as the variations and the emphasis, and that we had looked at last week concerning that. Basically, a command is to direct authoritatively. It's to give an order. It's to prescribe, to lay down as a guide or a rule of action. It's a verbal communication or a written communication from one that is superior to a subordinate on that. And in the Bible, it's used interchangeably. So, lest we get confused when we see ordinance, ritual, statute, they're basically synonymous. It is a decree from God. It's a precept. It is something that is to be obeyed. It's a commandment. So, with that, in looking that it's a charge or an order or something that's given to God, we'll start with lesson two this morning. And as I said, I'll be doing six because we didn't have a teacher for this, and CL will be doing the next six lessons on this to finish out the class. But we're looking at general and specific commands. And when discussing the commands and the laws in Scripture, we find that there are two characteristics surrounding these laws, and they're going to be general or they're going to be specific. And when we talk about general, we mean that it's not special or specialized. It's not limited in meaning. When we talk about general, it's not limited. When we look at specific, we mean something that is specialized, that is definite, that is exact, mention or name explicitly. It's definitely stated. So, as a rule, sometimes we break this down between the two and we say that general can include, specific excludes. Okay? In this realm, common sense, again, common sense must be employed and allowed to prevail in our reasoning without prejudice. We cannot allow that to enter in. And common sense sometimes, when you look in the religious world in regards to these, is thrown out. because of prejudice or preconceived thoughts, notions, creeds, whatever. So again, common sense rules. In a statement or a command from God, both terminologies most often are employed in usage in that statement. Okay? So, in that, I'm going to try to do something with just a something that we can associate with. Say it's general or specific. The thought behind it is how I am to go. Is it explicitly named or is it specifically specified how I am to go? Okay, the command in the first part of that just says to go. Okay. How I am to go is not explicitly named or specified. Okay? It just tells me to go. Since you're looking at this, how to go is not specified, then it would not be limited in meaning. And so would include any method that I could use to go. Correct? Because it's not specified, it's not specifically or explicitly named. The choice then is mine in how I am to go. Correct? That choice is up to me. The main thing is, as long as I do what? As long as I go. In just this first part we're looking at, as long as I go, common sense would tell me how I wish to go. But it's open to me. The choice is mine. I could choose to walk. I could choose to take a bicycle. I could use a skateboard. Wouldn't be common sense to me because I'd probably break something. I could take a taxi. I could use my car. I could use a motorcycle. However, whatever means, that has not been specified in go. Okay? So there's the general part. I am free to choose my method in order to get to the store. However I want to get to the store. So again, general does what? General includes. Okay? We need to keep that in mind. General includes. Specific does what? Okay, if this was specific, then it would exclude anything else. If it was specific, it would exclude anything else. But since it doesn't specify how to go, I'm not told how to go. The person didn't instruct me how to go. The person didn't say, you drive and go to the store. If they said drive, then what? It's been specified how I am to get there as far as in transportation. Now, what I could drive is open, isn't it? So you kind of see, yeah, it's specified as far as the means, well, not really the means, well, yeah, the means I'm to drive there, but what I drive hasn't been specified. Now, what if I looked at Keith and I said, you drive to the store and take my car? What have I done? I've specified. Okay. He's to drive my car. If I say, Keith, you just drive to the store, he can take, if he's got a motorcycle, he can take whatever he wanted to take to the store. As long as it was what? Something that he could drive. Really. So, general includes anything specific. So I'm free to choose my method in order to get to the store. Now, in this,
since I'm allowed to choose my method to go, how I go is my choice. So therefore, since it's my choice, I cannot do what? I cannot bind it. Because when it's to go and it can include any method or means of how I can go, that's up to the individual. Somebody more health conscious may be 2 blocks away from the store and they may want to walk instead of driving. I can't bind them and say, no, you got to drive. No, you got to use this method. No, you got to use that method. I can't do that. Because the command is general, just to go. It wasn't specified how to go. Now, if it was specified how to go, then you can do what? Then you can bind it on each person and say, no, you were told how to get there. Okay? But I can't force my method on anyone else, as they are free to choose what method that they would employ to carry out this instruction. Okay? Now, in this, what's an expedient? Huh? Y'all just witnessed a brain freeze. Okay, there we go. Oh, well, simple little words. What's an expedient? Okay. It's something adapted for achieving a particular end. Okay, it's something useful. It's something temporary. It's a temporary means to an end. Okay, on that. Now, what would you class as an aid? No, what's the definition? How would you define an aid? Okay. They're kind of synonymous. They're kind of synonymous as far as an expedient and an aid. An aid is to provide with what is useful in achieving an end. It's to assist. Okay? So, in the instruction to go, which allows us to choose the method of how to go, we find that the expedients and the aids to help assist us in carrying out that instruction are what? Or could be what?
Car.
What else?
Motorcycle.
Pardon? Okay. Legs. Skateboard. Taxi. However, those are what?
Those are expedients or aids to help me and to assist me in carrying out what? The general command to go. Okay? Now, what would be an addition to that? Any thoughts?
I'm trying to tell you that you had to drive.
If I was told to drive, then what? That specifies. Okay. Is there an addition to that to go? Could there be? Okay. There's not. Okay. It's pretty wide open. Go. The aid and expedients are how you can use to get there. Okay, because it's not been specified. Alrighty. The next part of the instruction tells us what? The next part tells us what? Tells us where to go. Okay. We are to go where? Okay. We're to go to the store. Is that general or specific?
General.
General.
You got to go to a store and sell bread.
Okay.
Well, go to a clothing store and trade.
Okay. Okay, you jumped ahead of me a little bit. Okay, remember what I told you in the beginning. What do we have to use? Common sense would tell me what. I mean, you're right, Phil. Common sense would tell me what. Okay, don't go to them. I mean, right. Okay, so the instruction tells us to where we are going. We're going to the store. The store is not specified. It's not specific. It's not explicitly stated. Okay, so then I am at any liberty to choose what? For what purpose? Okay, so I'm at liberty to choose any store that I want for the purpose of going to buy a loaf of bread. Okay, I can go where? I can go to Walmart, I can go to Kroger's, I can go to E.C. Porter, Winn-Dixie, Save-A-Lot, I can go to 7-Eleven, Aldi's, Miss Smith's Bakery. I can go wherever I want.
You can go to service stations.
I can go to service stations to buy bread. Mm-hmm. 7-Eleven or whatever, or convenient, or speak to... It's not been specified. Now, what would it be for me to say, no, you should have went to Walmart. I would have went to Walmart. You should have went to Walmart. I don't care if you went to Kroger. You should have went to Walmart. That's where I would have went. Then what have I done?
You're binding where they need to go.
I'm binding something and making it what? Specific when it didn't say that. It said go to the store. Okay, so I can't bind and make it. Okay, go to the store. Now, in this, in going to the store, the qualifying mark for the store is what, Phil?
It must be one. The qualifying mark for the store is that it must be one that does what?
Sells bread.
Sells bread.
It's called under the pursuit of cannabis store. Not just in the sale, it's used both ways.
Okay. Common sense rules out J.C. Penney's, Belk's, Goodies, Burks. Why would I go there? I couldn't go there. I mean, I could, but I wouldn't get bread. Okay, so we see that. The expedience or the aids would be what? To help go to the store. What would be the expedient or the aids in the store? No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. What would the expedience be? We named them off. We named them off. What would they be?
Different places you could go.
That are set up as an expedient or an aid to carry out this command. Kroger's, Walmart, 7-Eleven, Aldi's. Those are what? Expedients or aids, aren't they? To help us or to assist us in doing what? To buy a loaf of bread. Okay. Any question or comments so far on that? Okay. What's the next part of the instruction? Okay. To buy. Is that general or specific? Okay. How is it specific? Exactly. I didn't go into that because we know better than to do that. Okay. That is right. So there we're specified. Okay. I'm to buy it. It is specific from the standpoint, can I go over here and see, can I borrow a loaf of bread? Am I fulfilling? What am I told to do? To go buy. Okay, so it rules out what? Borrowing, stealing, whatever. It rules it out. Okay. So I'm to buy. It tells me what I am to purchase, what I am to buy. Now, how I can buy it, I think I've got that on down in here, but that's okay. How I'm to buy it, how can I buy it? In that. Has that been specified? The action has been specified to buy, but how I choose to buy it, I can use check, money, debit card, credit card, whatever, any form.
Huh?
Food stamps.
Food stamps, whatever I can use to buy it, that's not been specified. Now, if I was to give a $10 bill to Keith and say, Keith, take this $10 bill and go buy bread, then what have I just done? I've kind of specified it to use that $10 bill. Okay? If he was to put the $10 bill in his pocket and then write a check for it or something, he really hasn't, he bought the bread, but what did he do? Okay, he didn't, I mean, we wouldn't allow our kids to do that, but, you know, so. The part of the instruction in this, the part of the instruction is specific to buy a loaf of bread. It's specific in one aspect, in how. How is it specific? How is this specific in one aspect? How is it specific? Well, yeah, I'm not. Okay. But
what you are to buy.
What I'm to buy. Okay, can I go down and buy, you know, whatever? Pop, chips, everything else? In one aspect, it's been specified. Everything else has been excluded. I am to buy a loaf of bread. Okay? Not so much as far as a singular from that standpoint, but yeah, that is specified in one loaf. But I'm to buy bread. A loaf of bread. That has been specified. Okay? It's explicitly stated. Buy a loaf of bread. Okay? Now, I'm not at liberty to buy anything else as stated in this instruction. I was told to go buy a loaf of bread. I can't buy honey buns. I can't buy chips. I can't buy hot dogs. I can't get into any of that other stuff. I can't buy anything else. Because if I bought something else, that would be a what? It would be an addition. It's not an expedient. It's not an aid. It is an addition. I've added to it. I bought a loaf of bread and I also bought portion powder. I did an addition to that, did I not? So you see what an addition is. Okay? If I bought gum, pork chops, pizza, tater tots, hot dogs, lunch meat, I've stepped outside, haven't I? I have took something that was specified and made it what? General. Buying a loaf of bread excludes everything else. Okay? Now, in one aspect, that is specific. It excludes everything else. It's not necessary in this. Is it necessary for that person to say, go to the store and buy a loaf of bread, but don't buy gum, don't buy pop, don't buy chips, don't buy, and go through the whole list? It's not necessary, is it? Why is it not necessary? I've already told them and specified you buy a loaf of bread. So I don't need to go through the list and say, don't buy this, don't buy that, don't buy this, 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 and that. Okay? Because I have specified the action and what to do. Now, in what sense in this, as far as the aspect, how is it general?
Tell them what kind of bread to be, rye bread, bay
lager.
What kind of bread?
Brand.
Exactly. I'm at liberty to choose the brand and type of bread to buy. So in that sense, even with this, even though it's specific, it's also general in that it includes any type that I want to buy as far as bread. Whole wheat, white, raisin bread, Wonder, bunny bread, IGA, Nature's Own, whatever. I can buy whatever type of bread because the person that told me didn't tell me what type of bread. Okay? So you see in this one command, you have both general and specific. Alright? So, common sense, of course, dictates. If I see that at home we use bunny bread all the time, and probably what's common sense going to tell me if I'm told, if Jane tells me to go to the store and buy a loaf of bread? I'm going to get bunny bread. Okay? Or I'm going to get Wonder bread or whatever we use at home. Common sense would tell me that. If I came back with something off the wall, I'm sure she's going to say something. But then in my defense, I can say, well, you didn't tell me. Okay? So you see in this statement how this works. Okay? An expedient or aid in this instruction in buying a loaf of bread would be the resource to use in pain.
Okay? So that's an expedient or an aid, as we looked at. I can use cash, credit card, debit card, however, to buy this loaf of bread. Okay? That's an expedient or an aid. So you can see all those through there. We see what the addition is. Okay? The addition would be to add something to that other than just the bread. Okay? This does not alter or change the command as far as the expedience or aid and how I purchase. That does not change or alter the command in any way, but it helps to carry out or achieve the end result of the command. It doesn't change or alter. But what would change and alter the command? If I come back with a whole sack of what? Anything other than bread. It alters or changes the command. Okay? Do you see then somewhat as far as specific and general in this? It's pretty simple. I mean, we do it with our kids all the time. You know, and other people do it with us. It happens to us on the job. Our bosses tell us to do something. It's either going to be general or specific. And it's the same way with the Lord and His commands that He gives us. There's going to be both within there. There's going to be general. There's going to be specific. You can see in this, it's specified, bread, but it's general in what type of bread. Okay? And that's the same in the Lord's commands. Okay? So in all of these, as we talked about last week, in order to get this right, this is just one sentence. In worship to the Lord, there are many passages and places that we may have to go to and put them all together. Donnie's doing an excellent study on Tuesday night with the young kids on hermeneutics. And it's just not for them, it's for adults too. To see how you take all these things and put them together and then arrive at the fulfillment of that command that the Lord has stated. And in that you'll see general and specific, expedient, aid, addition. Okay? But we just can't take one and pull it out. If I just say go to the store and stop there, and then later on, you know, I mean, we do it all the time, you know. James would tell me, hey, Larry, go to the store. And get interrupted and talk about something else. And then later on in the conversation, would you go down there and get that bread? Okay. In between times, you're yelling at grandkids, yelling at me, yelling at Sarah, whatever. And then, oh, you know, get some bread and a can of beans. Okay. We have to take everything in the Scriptures that have to do with that and put them together to see how we arrive at what we do. And what we're going to start next Sunday is we're going to look at the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and how that relates to the Lord's Supper. I know, you sit there and you think, what's that got to do? It's tied, it all is in. The Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread tied directly in to the command that we have to partake the Lord's Supper upon the first day of the week. And within that, there's general, there's specific, there's expedience, there's aid, no additions. Okay? But they all tie in. And we have to take these passages and put them together. And you may have to go here in the Old Testament, there in the Old Testament. I understand. We're not under the Old Testament. But that Old Testament sure does help me understand this command on the Lord's Day when the Lord Himself was taken and observing the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And He was doing it, and He says, here. And then Paul goes over in 1 Corinthians 11 and says, this was revealed unto me. And when you go to Galatians, he says everything he had came from the Lord. It was revealed to him. When was it revealed? In a vision. That's how he received it from the Lord. Paul the apostle did not walk with Jesus here upon this earth when he was doing his teaching, but he revealed it to him later. And he says, what I received from the Lord, I'm telling you. And it was exactly what we read it all the time. 1 Corinthians 11 goes back to Matthew, Mark, and Luke concerning the institution of the Lord's Supper. What were they doing there? And there's a lot of things you look at. What were they doing? The elements involved. Tell me why we use fruit of the vine.
Well, because the Lord said to use the fruit of the vine. Where is the command to use the fruit of the vine? All we have is an example that He took the fruit of the vine. What is that? Name me all the things that's on the vine. Watermelon grows on the vine? Tomato grows on the vine? Why don't we use tomato juice? Why don't we use watermelon juice? He said fruit of the vine. Why don't we? Can you show why we take the fruit of the vine and using grape juice? Why we take unleavened bread? It's called wine in the New Testament. Should we be using that? There are some religious organizations that use wine. Old Testament is referred to as wine. So how, you know, you've got to be able to show in that how you arrive at what you do. And that's what we're going to look at. Okay? There's many things. And then hopefully maybe get into singing. We're told to sing. Is that general or specified? What's the expedient, the age? What's the additions? Okay? We're all familiar with that. Sing and play. Okay? Sing and strum, whatever. And some of those items we may not get to depending upon time, because getting to the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread with the Lord's Supper may take a couple Sunday mornings. And so I don't know where Steele's going to pick up and what he's going to get into on the general and specifics, but that's what I kind of want to do for my 6 weeks, is how we arrive at these commands. What's general? What's specific? Why do I use unleavened bread? Why do I use fruit of the vine? Why do I partake it upon the first day of the week? When you go back to the institution, Lord's Supper was in the evening, done at twilight. Okay, how come we don't do that at twilight? If the Lord instituted it and I'm pulling out the fruit of the vine and the unleavened bread, why don't I just pull that out and not pull out the twilight? He talks about bitter herbs. You're supposed to take a Passover with bitter herbs. Dipping the morsel. Could that have been the bitter herbs? He did that. Why don't we do it? There's many things. It's a command. Is it? Is all of it a command? It's an example.
Okay. Just some thoughts. So, I want to be looking for next week at the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread and what those represented and what they did and what they were supposed to do and what they weren't supposed to do. Okay, and what was general and specific in that? What was general in the Passover and what was specified? Okay, as far as the date, time, what was to be given, how it was to be given, all of that. Okay? Any question or comment?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you was at a congregation and they were serving what we call communion, and they served watermelon juice, would you take it or not?
No, sir.
I wouldn't either.
No, sir. Because that's not what's found in the Scripture.
Right.
With what is found in the Scripture, it's kind of more or less specified, and it rules out being general and to include any other fruit of the vine or whatever.
Okay. You talk about people, this example is very easy for the world to understand. In the same instance, when you talk to them about the Bible, they would come around and say, well, God didn't say not to. And, you know, whatsoever is not of faith is sin, but it's amazing that even a child would understand that example. But when it comes to religion, it's almost about the opposite.
Yeah.
And all you deal with denominations, that's their excuse of why they do something. God did not tell them not to.
Yeah, it's not listed specifically not to. Okay.
So I can talk about, you know, what you couldn't do. You have to not buy this and that. That's common sense.
Right. Right.